I have to say, it's one of the most hotly contested kilometre or so's piece of infrastructure, in not in just Newcastle, probably the entire country. Of course, the now former heavy rail line corridor. Some announcements made yesterday from revitalised Newcastle about some of the things that will be happening there. The main one, of course, is the affordable housing. 30 houses that will be there. Let's find out a little bit more about that from Michael Castle. He's the program director from Revitalise Newcastle. Good morning, Michael. Let's start with the housing and move down from there. It is touted as affordable housing. You want to firstly make out that it is totally different from social housing, don't you?
Yeah, good morning. I think in reading the press articles that have been put out yesterday and this morning, I want to be really clear. This is housing for people with jobs. It's for those people who are in occupations that are not as well paid as others. So to actually be able to rent these places, you need to demonstrate that you have a connection to the area, that you have a job, and you have the capability to pay the rent. They are rented at a discounted rate to the market, and typically around the Newcastle area, I know of Compass Housing, who look after this this type of housing. And what our proposal that we put to council, or council's Better Building City Committee, was, we know they've got $3 million to invest in this type of housing. We know they've had several attempts over the 10-plus years that they've had the money to place that. We think that using the corridor there at Merriweather Street will be the ideal location. The land forms part of the proposal, and that's put in at zero cost. HDC has some money that they've put aside for affordable housing over the last 15 years as well. So in combining those two lots of money, we'll actually come up with an opportunity to deliver up to about 30 homes. And we're looking to transfer those to the successful community housing provider. And that's all about, you know, making sure they stay available for people on low incomes. And those low-income people are everything from, you know, your cleaners, your childcare workers, your nurses and firemen and policemen that are starting out. It's all around that $80,000 a year household income bracket and below.
Yeah, I guess one of the main items to draw out of the press release, of course, was key workers, and I guess a lot of those people in those occupations would fall into that category. When all of the discussion was taking place about what to do with this piece of land, there was a lot of talk initially that there may not be any building of sorts. Do you think this might be a little bit of a step away from some of those earlier thoughts, or is this pretty much lining up with where everybody was thinking from the get-go?
I can't really comment on what everybody was thinking. What I can say is, you know, 2015 we went out to the community with a variety of options for the corridor. Some of those had more development on them, some of those had less development, and one of them was a green space. What we found is, you know, the majority of people were generally supportive of doing some form of development on the corridor. And when I say some form of development, that was not necessarily that, you know, we were going to sell the land to private developers. We went away and we took all that information on board. We put a planning proposal in. Council have put their input into that planning proposal. And basically what that means, if I can just sort of work along the corridor, is from where the glass buildings finish on Wharf Road, those glass commercial buildings, all the way down to Newcastle Station, that will all become public use land. Now, that will include a little bit of tourism. It'll include the refurbishment of the old Newcastle Station. It will include parks and entertainment components on there, but we're not proposing any buildings other than the ones that are there, and we'll restore them, including the signal box, which we just lodged a DA for. Then you've got a little strip of land that sits behind the glass buildings. We've looked at that, and we think to activate Hunter and Scott Street there, very close to where we have a light rail stop, we're proposing something of about three stories there, and I don't think it's ideally suited to just residential, so it will be a mixture of commercial, possibly residential, and possibly even student accommodation, to be honest. So all of those things are on the board. But in total, I wouldn't see more than possibly 30 apartments, up to 50 apartments going in that section. Then as you work your way a little bit further east, you come to where Argyle Street crosses and kind of on an angle connects with Derby Street. There was already a an approved development site there butting onto the corridor. We've taken that, taken half of that land and brought that back as what we're proposing is Derby Square or Derby Plaza. And we've just rotated that development site slightly into the corridor so that, you know, we can extract some apartments through there. Then there's a parcel of land that sits between Merriweather Street and the back of Derby Square or Derby Plaza there, and we're proposing that just be an amalgamation site going forward. We see that there's redevelopment potential there with all the old buildings. Then you'll come up to where we're proposing to put the affordable housing block, and that sits right on Merriweather Street there and backs into the civic precinct that we're creating. So that whole civic link, we're saying that all becomes parkland and public space. And then you've got that other slither or corridor up to Worth Place that we're saying should be used for the university. And then you've got another park where we've actually got another development site on Hunter Street, and where the light rail will swing out of the corridor and down onto Worth Place. So if you take all of the areas that are going to be used for, general public outcomes, being the university, the affordable housing, the green space, and all the green space down near the glass buildings all the way up to Newcastle Railway Station, and you actually take the area of Derby Plaza that we're giving back, you're well over 75% of that corridor being there for community-centred uses.
Well, if I have nothing else, Michael, that alone should make people a little bit more confident. I guess there's a lot happening there. We will wait and wonder and see how indeed this plays out. It is pretty much the most hotly contested strip of land in the Hunter. Everybody has a say on it, and I'm sure we will have more of these discussions over the weeks and months to come. 2NURFM, it is 27 past 11.